uncertain future about Brexit. I support Boris. And that's it. He doesn't have to. What is he? He is not the Prime Minister of England. So why does he have to deal with questions about that? Iran? That's going to be difficult because the war hawks are pushing him into that position. So we'll see how he deals with that. That will actually be interesting. And this whole Ukrainian Biden thing, does the legacy media not realize, and they don't because they continue to do this, that the more they try to damage President Trump with this Ukrainian nonsense, his involvement with the Ukraine, the more it exposes Biden. And that's why I think Stacey mentioned this in her amazing news coverage, which you can listen to the top of every hour of the Barrett Brief. Elizabeth Warren right now, which it's like in sports, you don't want to be streaking right now. You just want to be consistent. But she's streaking in the polls, easy people, to a first place position right now. She is jockeying for the top spot. She's advancing way too early, by the way, way too early. Because once the problem is in this field, if you're the primary, if you're at the top of the leaderboard, everybody's coming after you, and eventually you'll fall back to the pack. And once Warren is leading right now because this primary process is dealt with the most ardent, hardcore of her supporters, which is that outside 5%, which is the ones that vote in the primary. You put her in a moderate field, most regular Democrats, if there are any, and the ones I talk about, the ones in like the Minnesota town that's going to flip for Trump, the people in Rhode Island that I know, the normal people that don't care about politics, that just want to vote and go back to work, they're going to look at Warren and go, okay, screeching Hillary 2.0. Because Trump's going to turn her into Trump 2.0. I mean, Hillary 2.0. And that's going to be the end of her. But she is getting hot right now because Biden is suffering the shrapnel or the side effects of attacking Trump. Because in order to attack Trump with this Ukraine scandal, you have to expose Biden's role in it. But as I and Mike Church of the Mike Chocho, which goes from every day from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, have said numerous times, him much more eloquently than I, doesn't matter who it is. They just need to get sacrificed. If Joe Biden has to get sacrificed before the election, which they were planning to do, at the altar of Orange Man Bad, if they think they can get him by sacrificing Biden in this scandal, they'll do it. And they're trying to. Not working. Not going to work. And you can't. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I don't care if you're talking about impeachment. You've been screaming impeachment for 3 years. Russian hoax. Tax returns. What else? Yeah, I mean, everything. Every single thing he does. Impeachment. If you say impeachment enough times, it's not even a word anymore. Or it's a word, but it doesn't have any meaning. Impeachment. Okay. Whatever. Sure. Just do it. Put it on the ballot. Write up the papers. Because as soon as you're only doing it to keep the fire which the entire Democratic Party is based on, that being hate, anger towards Trump, going. That's it. So all these things he's going to have to fend off, I doubt he'll even have any problem with it, because when he gets somewhere, when he gets into personal contact with other dignitaries, they're not going to be like, oh, President Trump, what about your Iran? They're going to be like, oh, hey, hey, you want a gold pen? And they're going to love him. Anyway, here's the second thing the AP wants you to know. British tour company Thomas Cook collapses. The British government said the return of the 178-year-old firm's 150,000 British customers now stranded in vacation spots across the globe would be the largest reparation in its peacetime history. Yeah, that definitely sounds like a problem. So good luck to them. Number three, several knock your socks off moments at Emmys. I like how they have to write that because that means, oh, you missed it, which means nobody watched it. That's what that means. But one of the big things at the Emmys is they're going full woke. Billy Porter, who's like the first openly black sodomite to win one of these awards. Yay! I guess, right? Yay? That the open sodomite. Hey, it's the first time in the history!